an exercise that I teach mostly in poetry courses, but this could definitely be adapted to any kind of prose course, writing fiction or creative nonfiction. This is an exercise called Finding the Word Hoard. So a word hoard is adapted from an Old English concept of a treasury of words. Now, if you are a writer, I know you have noticed this, that you will use the same words over and over. I do too. We all do. It's a habit of mind. But part of being a writer is having a kinds of variation in the language that you choose. And it's also an exercise in freshening your mind, getting your mind to think differently, right? And to not stay in the same rut, because there is something about using the same word over and over again that just means that you are thinking the same. You can use a rhyming dictionary or a thesaurus just on the very basic level to change up your word choice. But anyone can do that. But I think it's more interesting to do it the word hoard way. It's best working in at least pairs or in threes. But what you do is you take a draft of something that you've written that seems fine, but not great. And you're thinking of how to revise it. I would ask you to take your draft of your poem or your page of prose in hand and circle or highlight two or three words that you want to stand out. They're important words to the story or to the poem. Then what I need you to do is to give your chosen words to your partner. Your partner doesn't know the context of the word. So when I last did it, I circled the word rabbit and I circled the word smithy. So I had those two. I gave rabbit and smithy to my partner. My partner doesn't know the significance of these words. So all I'm asking the partner to do is to riff on the word that they're giving for 3 minutes, listing rhymes, half rhymes, words with assonance, consonants, alliteration. So my partner wrote for rabbit, habit, hobbit, inhibit, halfwit, rarebit, robot, ribbit, writ, bit, rat, ratchet, robbed it, hatchet, habit, Robert, rocket. Okay, this is my word hoard. I go back to my draft and I think, okay, not all of these are going to fit, but they're very unexpected words. So I might start thinking, what's the difference between rabbit and robot? Is there something robotic about that rabbit? What it's going to do, it's going to shake up your associations, the words that you use, and it's also instantly going to musicate your language, right? You're going to get that kind of rhythm and that kind of repetition of particular kinds of sounds throughout the poem. And also, of course, you're going to get this idea that it's the emphasis on rabbit. The rabbit is going to be in there with all these associative words at the same time.